Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, my Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Chav Zayin, the first parak, Ha'isha Nignes. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. The Gemara asks about the Kinyan of Agav. Sada b'mechu metaltim b'matana mahu. If the field is being sold and the movable items are being gifted, what is the halacha? Can items be acquired alongside land with a different type of transaction? This is resolved from a mission in which Rabbi Gamliel transferred his future miser to Rabbi Yeshua by renting his field to him. Now, since renting is akin to a sale, and the miser was given as a gift, it demonstrates that agav is effective even in such a case. The Gemara asks further, Sado echod metaltin l'acher mahu. If the field is given to one person and the movable items to another person, what is the halacha? Can agav enable transferring movable items to a different person than the one acquiring the land? The Gemara quotes from the same Mishnah, which Rabbi Kiva acquired Maisra Ani on behalf of the poor by renting Rabbi Gamliel's field, showing that agav even operates to acquire for another person. The Gemara answers Rabbi Kiva may have also rented the field on behalf of the poor. Alternatively, Rabbi Kiva is unique to Yad Anim Hava, because he is the hand, so to speak, of the poor. As their treasurer, his renting land is the equivalent of the poor renting it. Point number two, a price is brought which supports Shmuel's statement. Machlo Eser Sados Be'Eser Medinos. If one sold to another 10 fields in 10 countries, Kevin Shehichzik Ba'ox Mehen, once he performed a chazak in one of them, Kan Eskulan, he acquires all of them. Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika attempted to prove this. Shiu Masalo Eser Behemos Ba'Afser Echot. For if one handed a buyer 10 animals tied with a single halter, Ramulo Kane, and he told him, acquire them. Milo Kane, does he not acquire them all? The Gemara says the cases are not analogous. Hasam igudu biyado. There, the animal's bond is in his hand, connecting them all. Whereas, hocha ain igudu biyado. Here, the field's bond is not in his hand, meaning the fields are not considered connected. In a second version, Rav Acha attempted to disprove Shmuel, arguing that if one handed a buyer 10 animals tied with one halter and said, Zukane, acquire this one, he would not acquire the other animals. Here too, telling them acquire a nearby field where the others are elsewhere is tantamount to saying, acquire this one. The Gemara answers, Hasam Gufim Muchalakim. There, the animals are separate bodies. Thus, the seller's instructions mean to acquire only one. Whereas, Hacha Sadin Da'ara Chadhu, here the block of the earth is one, and all the fields are included in the acquisition. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that a shvu obligation on movable items could subject unmovable property to a shvu, although land is ordinarily exempt from any shvu obligations, called Gilgul Shvua. Ula provides a source from the Sotu, who says, Amen, Amen. And the Mishnah explains that she's swearing about multiple possible acts of adultery, including Amen Shua Satisi, Arusa, Nusua, Shemer Ziyavim, Uchanusa. Amen that I did not stray while an Arusa, a Nusua, Shemer Ziyavim, or a married Yavama. Since only a Nesua can undergo the Sotu procedure, and she cannot have become a Nesua through relations after her illegal seclusion as an Arusa, because such relations with a husband are forbidden and disqualify the test. For Forrest, the case is where she's swearing as a Nesua, and also swears about her time as an Arusa through the principle of Gilgul Shvua. The Gemara proceeds to prove that this also applies to monetary Shvuas, and even where the claimant is uncertain. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks about the kinyan of agav. Sada b'mecher b'metaltim b'matana mahu. If the field is being sold and the movable items are being gifted, what is the halacha? Can items be acquired alongside land with a different type of transaction? This is resolved from a mission in which Rabbi Gamliel transferred his future miser to Rabbi Yeshua by renting his field to him. Now, since renting is akin to a sale and the miser was given as a gift, it demonstrates that agav is effective even in such a case. The Gemara asks further, Sado echod metaltin l'acher mahu. If the field is given to one person and the movable items to another person, what is the halacha? Can agav enable transferring movable items to a different person than the one acquiring the land? The Gemara quotes from the same Mishnah, which Rabbi Kiva acquired Maisra Ani on behalf of the poor by renting Rabbi Gamliel's field, showing that agav even operates to acquire for another person. The Gemara answers Rabbi Kiva may have also rented the field on behalf of the poor. Alternatively, Rabbi Kiva is unique to Yad Anim Hava, because he is the hand, so to speak, of the poor. As their treasurer, his renting land is the equivalent of the poor renting it. Point number two, a price is brought which supports Shmuel's statement. Machlo Eser Sados Be'Eser Medinos. If one sold to another 10 fields in 10 countries, Kevin Shehichzik Ba'ox Mehen, once he performed a chazak in one of them, Kan Eskulan, he acquires all of them. Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika attempted to prove this. Shiu Masalo Eser Behemos Ba'Afser Echot. For if one handed a buyer 10 animals tied with a single halter, Ramulo Kane, and he told him, acquire them. Milo Kane, does he not acquire them all? The Gemara says the cases are not analogous. Hasam igudu biyado. There, the animal's bond is in his hand, connecting them all. Whereas, hocha ain igudu biyado. Here, the field's bond is not in his hand, meaning the fields are not considered connected. In a second version, Rav Acha attempted to disprove Shmuel, arguing that if one handed a buyer 10 animals tied with one halter and said, Zukene, acquire this one, he would not acquire the other animals. Here too, telling them acquire a nearby field where the others are elsewhere is tantamount to saying, acquire this one. The Gemara answers, Hasim Gufi Muchalakim. There, the animals are separate bodies. Thus, the seller's instructions mean to acquire only one. Whereas, Hacha Sadin Da'ara Chadhu, here the block of the earth is one, and all the fields are included in the acquisition. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that a shvu obligation on movable items could subject unmovable property to a shvu, although land is ordinarily exempt from any shvu obligations, called Gilgul Shvua. Ula provides a source from the Sotu who says, Amen, Amen. And the Mishnah explains that she's swearing about multiple possible acts of adultery, including Amen Shua Satisi, Arusa, Nusua, Shemer Ziyavim, Uchanusa. Amen that I did not stray while an Arusa, a Nusua, Shemer Ziyavim, or a married Yavama. Since only a Nesua can undergo the Sotu procedure, and she cannot have become a Nesua through relations after her illegal seclusion as an Arusa because such relations with a husband are forbidden and disqualify the test. For Forrest, the case is where she's swearing as a Nesua and also swears about her time as an Arusa through the principle of Gilgul Shvua. The Gemara proceeds to prove that this also applies to monetary Shvuas and even where the claimant is uncertain. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Zayin, and her standard siman is a kazoo, which is a musical toy instrument children blow into that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The little boy who was so happy when his father showed him the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, that he played his favorite Gilgul Shvua song on his new kazoo, which sounded like he was humming Amen V'Amen. So once again, slow motion. The little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo. Kazoo? That must mean we're on Daf Chaf Zayin. The little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, which reminds us, the Gemara asks about the kinyan of Agav, Sadam Amechru Metaltim B'matana Mahu. If the field is being sold and the movable items are being gifted, what is the halacha? Can items be acquired alongside land with a different type of transaction? This is a result from a Mishnah in which Rabbi Gamliel transferred his future mice to Rabbi Yeshua by renting his field to him. Since renting is akin to a sale and the mice was given as a gift, it demonstrates that Agav is effective, even in such a case. So the little boy who was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, which reminds us of Bryce's brought, which supports Shmuel's statement that if one sold to another 10 fields in 10 countries, once he performed a chazaka in one of them, he acquires all of them. Rav Acha Breid Ravika attempted to prove this, that if one handed a buyer 10 animals tied with a single halter and he told them, acquire them, does he not acquire them all? So the little boy, he was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, that he played his favorite Gilgul Shvua song as new kazoo, which sounded like he was humming Amen be Amen, which reminds us, Ula says that the source for Gilgul Shvua is from a Sota who says Amen, Amen. And the Mishnah explains that she is swearing about multiple possible acts of adultery, including Amen Shua Satisi Arusa Nesua Shemer Ziyavam Uchanusa. Amen that I did not stray while an Arusa Nesua Shemer Ziyavam or Mer Yavama. So once again, the little boy who was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, that he played his favorite Gilgul Shvua song in his new kazoo, which sounds like he was humming Amen V'Amen. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Chav Gimel, so the similar Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The diamond-level Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. The diamond-level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, which reminds us three opinions are brought regarding freeing a slave with money or a shtar through himself or another. Rabbanan hold that an eved can even free himself with personal money because they hold he can own money. So the diamond-level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lezer says a slave cannot receive his get shichur, but we learn that he can make a shliach to accept it on his behalf. This law is derived from a woman, so just as she can make a shliach, a slave can as well. So the diamond-level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, told his master he can use his earnings, since they were given on condition that he goes free with them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rav Meir said that a slave cannot free himself with his own money, and the Rabbanan say he can. The Gemara suggests Rav Meir holds, Ein kin inevitable rabo. A slave has no acquisition without his master, who automatically acquires anything given to a slave, and holds the same regarding a married woman. And the rabbanon hold that a slave can independently own what is given to him. We learn that even the rabbanon agree that ordinarily a slave cannot independently own anything. Rabbi Elazar explains the cases where someone gave the slave money and said, "Almanah shetetze bo acheres," this is given on condition you go free with it, and they argue if this condition is effective. Daf Chav Dalet. So the Simur Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher, that must be on Daf Chav Dalet. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Yotz b'shein v'ayin, a slave goes free for destruction of a tooth or eye, b'roshe evarim she'en m'chozrim, or the ends of limbs which do not regenerate. A tooth and eye are written explicitly, and both had to be written to clarify that loss of a baby tooth does not set him free, and that the loss of an adult tooth does, despite his not being born with it. So when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, although a slave goes free if struck on the eye and blinded, or on the ear and deafened, but neged eino ve'eino roev, if he struck a place opposite his eye and shocked him, and now he can't see, or keneged azno ve'eino shomeo, opposite his ear, and now he can't hear, the slave does not go free. Rav Ashi explained that since a man is an intelligent being, he shocks himself by focusing on the sudden noise, and the producer in the noise is not responsible. So when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, and startled the doctor treating his servant's eye that he accidentally blinded him. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if the master was a doctor and the slave asked him to medicate his eye, and in the process the master blinded him, the Tanakhama says, Sikhik ba'adum yatzel acheres, he laughs at the master and goes free. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Pasuk says, v'shichasa, and he shall destroy, teaching he does not go free, ad shiskavim shichasa, until the master intends to destroy the limb, but does not go free for unintentional destruction. Dav Chav Hei. So the Simur Dav Chav Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The special silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Evid's long exposed tongue when he was speaking, which reminds us, a braisa lists the 24 Roshei Avarim for which a slave goes free for their destruction. Rebbe adds castration, and Ben Azai adds the tongue, which is exposed when one speaks. Although this implies that Rebbe does not consider the tongue exposed, this is disproven because Rebbe holds, arguing with the Rabbanan, that the tongue is considered exposed regarding sprinkling mechatas, which must land on an exposed part of the body, and to consider a bechor balmum when it's missing most of the speaking part of the tongue. So the special anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Ev's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chetzitza, which reminds us the Gemara discusses why Rebbe's slave woman repeated her tefillah after finding a bone in her mouth. This is based on Rebbe Zera's principle, kol harugla bila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ain bila ma'akeves bo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is vowed without it, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akeves bo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So the special anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Evid's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chatzitza. Just as her husband presented her with a gift of a pet elephant he acquired by placing her pots under the elephant's feet, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses methods for acquiring animals and how an elephant is acquired, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that all animals are acquired with Hagbah. Four answers are given, one being that he can place four vessels under the elephant's feet, acquiring with his vessels like a chatzer. Dav Chav Vav. So the Simur Dav Chav Vav is a military coup, and we often use soldiers in the Simur. So here goes. The soldiers, that must be more Dav Chav Vav, a military coup. The soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar Chazaka and Metaltalin through Meshicha, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nochasim Sheish L'Mechrai is unmovable property such as land, which have responsibility, meaning creditors rely on them for collection, Niknim Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka are acquired with money, a document, or a Chazaka. Sheim L'Mechrai is a Niknim Elba Meshicha, movable properties are only acquired with drawing them near. So, the soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, and Metaltalin through Meshicha, who are thrilled when they finalize the sale of poor-quality land using only a shtar, which reminds us, Shmuel says that a shtar alone would affect a sale of land in a case where one is selling his field because of its poor quality. To prevent the buyer from retracting, the seller is willing to complete the transaction before receiving money. So the soldiers wearing diamond-studded helmets overseeing the sale of enemy land through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka and Metaltalin through Meshicha, who were thrilled when they finalized the sale of poor-quality land using only a shtar, forgot that the tiny plot of land they sold had a needle with an expensive pearl hanging from it that was sold along with it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if the acquisition of Agav requires the items to be in the transacted land. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which the thing when an Eved Ivri Kohen may not become a Nirtza? That's on Daf Chaf Alaf. Good. Number 2, which the thing when the source for Gilgul Shvuah is from the Sota answering Amen V'Amen to the oath? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 3, which Daf do we discuss if the tongue is considered an exposed limb that would enable an Eved Kanani to go free? That's on Daf Chafe. Good. Number 4. Which of the when a shtar of sale acquires some land when the seller wants to sell poor quality land and doesn't want the buyer to be able to retract? That's on Dav. Chavav. Good. Number 5. Which Dav do we discuss if one can acquire 10 different fields in different places with one act of chazaka? That's on Dav. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which Dav do we discuss methods for acquiring animals and acquiring an elephant? According to Rabbi Shimon, that's on Dav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do the malchus if a slave can free himself with money? And Rabbi Lazar says the malchus is when one gives the eved money on condition that he goes free with it. That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss methods for acquiring nechas mishayesh machrais and nechas mishayenol hem machrais? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn why Rebbe's slave woman repeated her tevila after finding a bone in her mouth? That's on daf. Chavhei. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn the kinyan of agav works with transactions of two different types, such as a sale and a gift? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.